All right, ladies, gentlemen, children, boys and girls of all ages, whoever the hell might be listening, human or otherwise, welcome to the Lazarus Report. This is Lazarus, your host. Last name, spelled Throat Wobbler Mangrove, but it's pronounced Yacht. Spelled Yatched. As you can tell by the title and description of this one, not only is it episode 19, which probably more like 20 and 21 by lost count, I am calling this one The Interview. My first interview, and I'm going to be flying, shooting questions pretty much off the hip, except I've printed a handful of them out because, well, sometimes I just lack vision, and that's what Google's for. So, today's interview, being conducted June 18th, 2015, is going to be, as I mentioned in the description, with one of my most favorite people in the whole wide world, my oldest child, Weapon X. Because y'all don't need to know her real name. Bunch of perverts out there. I don't need you stalking and finding out who we be and where she is. So Weapon X, introduce yourself. Okay. Okay, maybe her name isn't Weapon X. It's more like Shishimi Amiyuri. Or something like that.
Shammy.
Shammy?
Shammy.
That's something you use.
S-H-I-E-M-I.
That's what you use to dry off your car after washing it.
No.
But, you know me. By now. This interview, I take it seriously, but the questions are not. Some of them are. Because you just can't have fun. You can't have fun if everything's serious. And right about now, with all that's going on in my life, I need some levity and something to make me smile and laugh. So, let me first give a shout out and a thanks to, wow, I'm slacking, to whatever websites and blogs that I copied and pasted these questions from. I'm slipping. I didn't do my research, but I do thank you. So, no one can say I'm not thankful for things. So, where should we start? We should always start at the beginning. Stop trying to read ahead and answer these things.
I like reading.
I know you like reading, but I like doing things on the fly. That way you get more of a more honest answer. And then later on you can think about it and be like, you know what? I have a different answer to that. And then that makes more material for another show. Yes. Job security. So, just to get the ball rolling, can you name a person who has had a tremendous impact on you as a leader? Maybe someone who has been a mentor to you. Why and how did this person impact your life?
I guess it would be my pop-up, since he was in the Navy and the Army, and he worked and raised a family at the same time, and he always kept food on the table. He always kept food on the table, and he was just a good father in general, and I look up to him even now. Even though he's gone, I look up to him still, and I want to be just like him. Some people say I am.
You are. You have you definitely have a lot of decent traits and qualities, yeah. Things that your mother and I didn't always possess.
Some people also say that I'm a natural born leader, since I'm the oldest, so.
Alright. You know, and as a father, I'm going to have to say, that is a very good answer. I like that. And you surprised me with that. I thought maybe you'd go, very good, Liv. Awesome. So, in the question of why and how did this person impact your life, it would be, he was a positive male role model,
mm-hmm,
that was there constantly when others weren't, and that's the thing, that's the key word in there is constant. You know, I have my issues, so my days are up and down, up and down, up and down, but when you have, you know, somebody like my father-in-law, it's even on his worst days, you know, he was still the best man in town and in our lives, in the state.
He was friendly to everyone,
everybody, even when he had the opportunity and damn near every right to choke the shit out of me. He didn't even take the opportunity. I would have if I were him, but That's because I'm not him. If that made any sense. Moving on. I like that answer. Mommy's going to love listening to this. Okay. Now I'm going to have to paraphrase a little bit. The question is, as an organization gets larger, there can be a tendency for the institution to dampen the inspiration. How do you keep this from happening? So I would say, instead of an organization, maybe as a part of a group of friends, or even in your interact clubs or whatever you might have going on in school, as your circle of friends gets larger or older, sometimes there can be a tendency for the group to get tired of what you do. You might start looking at each other and say, well, we do the same old thing every weekend, every Friday, and it's getting mundane. What's something that that you yourself would do to keep things from getting stale?
Well, sometimes every now and then I ask my friends if they want to, like, do something different, like go to a pizza restaurant that we like going to, or just walking around and go to this little park we have.
Right.
And if we hang out at someone's house, I'm always on YouTube, so I can always find, like, funny videos for them to watch, and I know they'll like it.
So you're a bit of a entertainer, social media video entertainer.
Yep.
Okay. Always looking for something to do, something to entertain yourself. You know what? And since you were a little thing, I could probably count on one hand, and I may only need half that hand to count the times that I heard you say, I'm bored, there's nothing to do, because you were always into something, and you haven't stopped, and that's impressive.
Plus, I always had a friend around the corner when I was younger.
That's true.
He was in the same grade as me, so it's a little easy just to go around the corner and hang out for a little bit.
The ginger. Soulless people.
No, I'm talking about when I was in, like, kindergarten, first grade. Michael.
Oh, yeah, duh. Yeah. Forgot about that. That was a whole house full of friends.
Yeah.
Pumping kids out. Friend. Friend. Very good. Don't worry. We're going to get to the real funny one soon. I'm just putting her genius on display right now.
Easing my way into it.
Let's see. When faced with two equally qualified candidates, how do you determine whom to hire? So, again, I'm going to paraphrase. Instead of equally qualified candidates, let's say, when you're faced with two friends who have two different ideas of what to do for that night or for a project or whatever, I guess it's easier just to say when they have two different ideas, two different people, two different ideas.
How do you decide which one?
Which one do you go with?
Depends on, like, what it is and when it is and what time, but usually I try and combine it all together. Like, if one friend wants to hang out at a park, or if the other one wants to go, let's say, like, to a movie or something, I'm like, if we can catch a movie at, like, 12 p.m., the movie will be done maybe at, like, 2:30 at the most, maybe.
Right.
And then after, if they're allowed, just walk around and hang out at the park.
Okay.
Or maybe, like, the other way around, hang out for a little bit, then go to the movies.
So, pretty much, you want to get... I like that, because that's what I try to do. It took me a little bit longer in life to figure that out. You know, time management, you know. You try to pack as much fun and interest as you can into hanging with your friends or, you know, or whatever may be going on that day.
Yep, because usually on school days, we don't really hang out that much due to school.
Right.
But now, since it's pretty much summer now and our last day of school is tomorrow...
Right.
We can hang out whenever we want now.
Excellent. Excellent. Alright. What is one characteristic... Yeah. These next two I really like. What is one characteristic that you believe every leader should possess?
I guess probably patience. Because if you're a leader of a big group, there's going to be a bunch of arguments, and you're going to have patience to listen to every single one and listen to, like, their bickering and hear their ideas. And then you also need some time to figure everything out.
You know, yeah, I would agree. And I like how it just wasn't a one-word answer. You explained it, you went into it, and you also nailed all the benefits of having patience. And if I didn't know you, and I certainly don't know you with your friends, I see you with your friends once in a while, but that's like, you know, driving somebody to somewhere or dropping you off somewhere, and then that's it. But just listening to that answer itself lets me know that you are a natural born leader. You have that, you know that, and you pretty much take charge right off the bat, because you've got the most level head. I know that you probably have the most level head of all your friends, because I've seen them myself, or I've gone to school with their parents, or I've seen and heard some of the things they say or do, and it's just like, really? If I stuck a pin in your head, would your head go
airhead?
Basically, yes. So if one word answers, aside from the description, I think that was probably one of the most A-numeral-one best fucking answers I've ever heard to a question such as that. When you have a job interview, you're going to knock it dead, man. So along the same lines, what is the one behavior or trait that you've seen derail more leaders, or maybe that person's career?
I don't know what derail means.
Well, if a train is derailed, it comes off the tracks. And it's...
So it's like one behavior trait, like a negative one that they have?
Yeah, kind of. Behavior or trait that's thrown people off.
That's not leadership-like?
Yeah, usually if it's something like that and it throws them off their game, then most likely it started off as good intentions and then they went a little too far, maybe. Like, my answer to that would be greed. And greed can be more than just money and treasures and material things. It could also be a greed for knowledge. You might learn something that you don't or you shouldn't be fooling with. Like this cloning and this cell regeneration, and you know, we're going to end up having zombies and mutated babies and dinosaurs running around the place.
But I would agree with you on that one, like greed, and then also power hungry. Sometimes, like, once you start out, it's like you're slow, you're starting out new, and then as you get older and stuff, it's like you want more and you need more, and sometimes that's bad for the group.
True.
And if you do that, sometimes the group can also rebel against you.
Throw a little coup d'etat.
I don't know what that is.
It's French for revolution. Actually, is it French? I think it's French. You know, Google that, people. Coup d'etat. And it's not spelled COODAYTA. It's like COUP. Because it's en français. To all my French-speaking listeners out there in French Quebec, or anywhere in Canada.
Eh?
Let's go get some poutine, eh?
Eh.
So now we're getting to, let me start with this one. Top 10 oddball interview questions for 2015. Yeah, I thought it was appropriate because here we are in 2015. Again, I'm combing over the page that I printed out just to see if I can find and give proper credit to where I got it from, but I think I cut all that off. They put the questions right in the middle of the page. It was their fault.
Yeah. I checked at the bottom. It's not there either. It's usually there.
Yeah, I always cut off the footers. Well, let's start at the beginning. What would you do if you were the one survivor in a plane crash?
What would I do if I was one survivor in a plane crash? Well, I would look at my surroundings and see where I was at, and then try and depict where I was at.
Okay.
And then if I'm on an island, of course I'm gonna find some food and resources at first, and then the next day try and signal a boat or a plane or something. But if I'm, like, just a few hundred miles away from my home, I'm probably just gonna find... I always have change in my pocket, so I'm gonna find a telephone.
Good luck on that.
Call. If I can't find a telephone, I'll probably start walking until I find, like, a town.
So if you knew you're, let's say, still in the country, you know... Yeah, that's, I like that, because I would have thought, you know, I forget the exact steps, and I should have known this, because they tell you this, like, one of the first days in basic training, it's like, shelter, food, water, well, that's all in the same one, but shelter, food, and water, and I think then it's like signals somehow to alert, draw attention.
Then make a giant SOS out of rocks or twigs.
Or you can make a giant fire.
Yeah.
Why is the rum always gone? Good one. I'd ask you the next question, but weren't here in the 90s. What's your favorite 90s jam?
I was there in the 90s. But name 90s songs, because I know they were still continuing a little bit. I know some 90s TV shows.
Yeah, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yes.
How about...
Didn't Hey Arnold start in, like, 99 or something like that?
Probably.
Yeah, I watched that. Cat Dog, maybe. Maybe that was early 2000s. I know there was Cow and Chicken.
How about... Parents Just Don't Understand?
Yes.
DJ.
You were playing Jazzy. That last night.
Yeah, that's why I thought of it. Jeff.
Wait, when was,
Fresh.
When was Get Tricky?
Oh, good one. Yeah, you know what? Might want to Google that one. That it's hard to say because Run DMC have been doing it since like late 70s. So that could have been 80s, mid 80s, or 90s.
Aerosmith and Run DMC.
That was 86 or 85.
Okay.
Whenever it was, just for you buffs out there, it was before Public Enemy and Anthrax did Bring the Noise.
Anthrax.
Yeah. You'll die. They're badass.
Anthrax is a real, like, powder thingy, and if you inhale that, you'll die.
Yeah, well, at least you go out, you know, thrashing your head to some metal. Alright, let's, move along. If you woke up and had 2,000 unread emails, oh, jeez, and could only answer 300 of them, how would you choose which ones to answer?
Okay, so emails as in, like, just... Not text messages, but emails.
Emails, yeah.
I have over 19,000 emails. I just delete every single one of them. I don't really choose which ones to answer.
So you would just fuck those 300 people that are asking for help and, you know...
No,
for
my...
I'm drowning.
My stuff is usually, like, Google Plus posts or an update on a video game. So there's really nothing much to that.
Good thing it's a video game.
It's only important if there's, like, a yellow star next to it, and that's from school. Other than that, I wouldn't answer it at all.
So there's 300, more like 3.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that you said video game updates. Next question is, who would win in a fight between Spider-Man and Batman? I think it's kind of obvious for that one. You know, you have to...
Okay, now, this is going to be a stupid question, but which one's from DC and which one's from Marvel? Are they both from, like, Marvel?
They are both DC.
They're both DC?
Yes. No, I'm sorry. The Spider-Man is Marvel. Batman is DC.
Okay, because I wanted to know if I was able to...
I'm sleepy.
You're always sleepy. So you just pick anyone?
Well, I mean, yeah, either one.
I'd either probably pick... The Hulk or Thor?
No, the question was between Spider-Man and Batman.
Who would win in a fight between Spider-Man... Like, who would win in a fight between Spider-Man and Batman? So I'm thinking, like, if someone else was in a fight, who would win against them? That's what I thought.
I know, it's if...
Who would win in a fight between Spider-Man and Batman?
Yeah, if Spider-Man and Batman were fighting each other.
Oh. Thor.
See, now, I would take into consideration, you know, Bruce Wayne... Billionaire philanthropist. Borderline genius, almost like Iron Man.
But he can't make his own bed.
Right. But now Spider-Man, younger.
He was bit by a radioactive spider.
Where Batman made himself who he is, you know, with training through the League of Shadows, and, you know, depending on how, where you got into the books, you know, whatever the case is, he did this on his own. But he also has almost an unlimited source of income.
Mm-hmm. Like, if he loses one weapon, he can just easily make another one in, like, 5 minutes.
Right. Now, Spider-Man... Sorry, eating candy now.
I was eating grapes.
He is a borderline genius.
But he's still, like, a teenager, kind of? Early 20s, maybe?
Young kid. A little brash at times.
A little immature at points.
Doesn't have the resources as far as finances. Still has to keep a job.
While the same Daily Planet at the same time.
Exactly. And keeping his identity a secret.
It's true.
And that's one thing they both have in common, correct.
And they both have, like, a family member or family members who've died. Uncle Ben and Batman's parents.
Right. And, Rachel! Where's she? I can't understand what you're saying. You have a speaker.
I don't have a speaking impediment.
Gargling marbles. Are you eating something?
Plus, Spider-Man, you can understand. Even, I mean, hell, the last kid that played him, can't remember his name, though. The last kid that played him, I heard him on TV one day. He said, "Hello, my name is Poppins, and I'm Spider-Man." And the kid's, like, British and English. Couldn't tell in the movie, though. I mean, I have my answer, but I don't want to give it before you give yours, because I don't want to taint your opinion.
Like, I like Spider-Man, but I think I'd go with Batman.
Okay.
Because even if Spider-Man, like, put him in a web or something, he's so strong and he has all of those weapons and, like, sharp objects.
Especially exosuits.
And, like, the Batarang.
Mm-hmm.
He would easily be able to cut out of it and grab Spider-Man by his scrawny arms.
It's true. So you're going to say Batman?
Yeah.
Your final answer?
Yes.
I would, too. Because don't forget, even, what was her name? Aunt May?
Sure.
But even Peter Parker's own aunt doesn't know he's Spider-Man.
Mm.
Whereas Batman, Bruce Wayne, has Alfred at his beckoning. Anytime, you know, when the shit really hit the fan and he needed help, Alfred was there, and also his was on again, off again, sort of love-hate relationship with, damn, I'm drawing a blank on her name now, but Catwoman. So
that name.
I think when you put it all together, I think the only real true advantage that Spider-Man would have over Batman is youth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Batman's getting older, he's been up there, you know, in years, and, you know, although he comes off as a guy who has it all, financially and mentally, he's a mess. He's like Tony Stark after New York.
Mm.
I'm a piping hot mess.
Next question.
Good shit. Moving on. If you had a machine that produced $100 for life, what? If you had a machine that produced $100 for life, what would you... No, I'm sorry. What would you be willing to pay for it today? That question's actually got me scratching my head. If you had a machine that produced $100 for life, what would you be willing to pay for it today?
Like, would you have to do something in order to get the machine that produced $100 for life?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe there's a typo in there. Maybe it should have said...
What would you be willing to pay, or, like, what would you want to get?
If you could purchase a machine that made $100.
What would you do?
Yeah, you know what? I know what I'm doing. Throwing that one
Nope.
Out of here! Oh, I'm sorry. Turn down your speakers.
Late warning, Dad.
I know. But it woke you up. Alright, how about this? Real tough. What did you have for breakfast?
A salami and turkey sandwich.
I had baby food and therapy. Lots of it. Sorry for the dead air. I'm marking off some of these good questions, too, because I'm going to hold on to this for future interviews. And one day, I'm telling you, one day it's going to happen. Whether I'm sitting here in person, or it's over the phone, or it's a video chat thing, Skype. Do you have Skype? Can we Skype? That was my Seth Rogen. I will be interviewing my man, Bryan Cranston. He's a motherfucking man. He's the shit. Mr. Heisenberg himself. Someday, it will happen.
Someday.
All right. How about then, can you describe the color yellow to somebody who's blind?
It's the color of your pee.
They all know what pee looks like. And my pee isn't always yellow.
Shade. It's what ugly shade? And bright.
They don't know what bright is.
Wait, that's real difficult.
I didn't write the questions.
It's ugly and it's the color of the sun. And it's bad. It's just a bad color. Blue's the best.
Yeah, I'm trying to think You know what? I know what I would do. I just wouldn't explain it to them. Describe the color yellow to somebody who's blind. I think I would, I'd probably get a sheet of those, candy paper dots and tell them to read that.
I can tell you what yellow tastes like if I give you, like, a yellow piece of candy, but I can't tell you what it looks like.
That might be a pretty good start. And say if you gave them, like, a yellow jelly bean, not one of these crazy jelly
bean
bellies
boozled.
Or, yeah, booger-flavored, piss-flavored
donut booger bumping. Or lemon.
I'll take a lemon-flavored booger, please. Crazy. But that is, yeah, I would, that's a good interpretation.
Jelly beans.
Wow, what a segue. If you were asked to unload a 747 coming out of the sky full of jelly beans, what would you do?
Wait, what's a 747?
Jumbo jet.
So, if I were to unload a jumbo jet full of jelly beans, mm-hmm. What would I do?
Yep.
I would unload the 747.
Okay, but how? Would you do it all yourself? Would you
I would probably have maybe one or two people to help me, because it's full of jelly beans, so I would probably need some support.
Definitely. Help. Some but shovels.
Jelly beans are small, but they can weigh a lot if you have
747 full of them?
Yeah. So, like, bags, shovels, a couple of friends.
Maybe a backloader. I would get a handful of my most diabetic friends and see who can eat their way through the pile of jelly beans.
No, I would take the really anorexic girls that are at my school and be like, hey, eat the jelly beans, and then
eat it, bitch!
It'll be done.
That's why these skinny bitches are all pissed off all the time, because they need to eat.
Their Not parents don't feed them.
Or they feed them and they go, bleh, binge and purge. I look great, yeah, with all that vomit running down your chin and your teeth falling out of your head.
Like just that. Eat something. If you don't, like, if you think you're getting bigger, just do some exercise. Like, if you have a little bit of chub, that won't take too long to go away. You could probably get that away in, like, a week if you run maybe, like, 15 minutes a day.
That's the problem, getting yourself started, though. Like I said to,
You gotta start out small and then you have to ease your way into it.
Baby steps. Like I said to our visitor earlier, Roberto, he's a funny character. He's got a tattoo across his stomach with a typo. Knucklehead.
And even a woman who went to college and was an English major.
Still doesn't know which form of two to use. But that's why she delivers pizzas. That's why she's got Uncle J.
J.
I don't want to give out his full name.
Oh, wait.
Honey.
No.
Uncle Yanni.
No, who is it? Macklemore. Uncle Macklemore.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Codename Macklemore. I like that. We're going to have to write this down. How many people flew out of Chicago last year?
I don't know.
Good answer.
Five.
Oh, I know you're going to have a good one for this. What's your favorite Disney princess?
Pocahontas!
But she wasn't a princess, was she?
No, she, for some reason, she counts as a princess. She was...
She's on my sheet.
She's the daughter of the chief leader. And when she...
Could be.
I guess back then, that's considered a type of royalty, since her father was so...
He was
like,
a leader.
Held high, and he made peace treaties with other people. Plus, when she met John Smith and another guy, John something. She went over
Jacob
to...
Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt?
She went
That's
to England.
That's my name, too.
She went to England and married the second John.
Wow. No wonder they called pimps Johns. That man got around. Oh, Pocahontas, she got pokied. Pocahontas.
But if they really want to be technical and like a princess, I'd probably say Cinderella.
Okay.
Because I think that was the first one I ever watched, and I was always interested in it, and the mice were so cute.
Oh, yeah. Poor old Cinderella.
Guts, guts.
I think they should redo Cinderella, but instead of those mice, replace it with Rizzo the Rat and his friends from the Muppet movies.
Yeah. Because, like, I saw Cinderella in movie theater, and it was really good.
Yeah.
They had real-life mice, and, like, they had them, like, do different, like, things. Like,
oh,
if,
yeah, that one. I
like, if Cinderella wanted, like, a hairbrush or something, like, three of them would, like, push the hairbrush over.
Right. A hairbrush full of mouse turds and Haunta. Look it up,
but
people.
I don't think she dressed them at all. I know they turned into the horses that carried her off.
I wonder if that hurt. Thank you for my Funyuns.
You're welcome.
That was Bethany.
Bethany.
Uh-huh. Lazarus' wife. Lazarus, who rose from the dead.
Hi, Bethany.
Yeah, that's right. My bad. He's from Bethany. It's funny. I have a relative who had a wife named Bethany.
Oof. I have a friend named Bethany.
Boy, let me tell you.
I'm gonna run to the shop right with Dennis.
Okay.
Denise.
Codename Denise. Denise. Codename, hey.
Wait, Mom, could you be able to give me a drink?
Like what?
Like a beer?
Like an iced tea?
Could you give me a bag of chips?
You don't need chips.
Chips, you had fun.
Yeah. Amongst really? Other things. Barely.
Wait, can I have chips?
See, I love this. Life as it happens when it happens.
Oh, can I have iced tea, please? Okay, thank you.
Can you grab me a 40 of Miller Lite?
And some Funyuns?
It'll last me all week.
Can you give me a 6-pack of beer?
Or something else, you know? Quaaludes? No, I'm kidding. Excuse me. Okay, back to silence. Recording. Here we go. We got bizarre interview questions that it found. What is it? Who is it? I'm supposed to say I. Anywho. If you could throw a parade of any caliber, that means any size, through the Zappos office, what type of parade would it be?
And what is the Zappos office?
Zappos, I believe it's a... I was on there once. I think it's like an Amazon type, Zappos. Zappos coupons, Googling as we're casting. Zappos.com is an online shoe and clothing shop currently based in Las Vegas, Nevada. In July 2009, the company announced it would be acquired by Amazon.com in an all-stock deal worth about $1.2 billion. That information was provided by, I don't know. It's on Google.
The Zappos office, so it's not the store itself, it's the office.
It's the whole shebangabang.
I guess depending on the store size or the office size, if it was a big office, of course I'd have a big parade. And then what type of parade would it be? Well,
I like
black parades.
For black people?
My Chemical Romance. So I'm gonna support the best band alive. And
you're out of the will.
Best band alive for a 15-year-old girl like me.
So like, welcome
to the
Zeppelin.
Welcome
you were
to the,
raised on Led Zeppelin.
Welcome to the Black Parade, and they were on a parade and everything. I follow that.
That was a sissy song.
Mm.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was just my opinion. Which
my dad, you're not allowed to have opinions on the internet. You should know that.
Oh, no. Internet's full of opinions. That's where everybody goes to air their opinions. But they're still just like assholes. Stinky.
Yep.
And everyone's got one. How lucky are you and why?
I won't say I'm that lucky, but sometimes, like, if I think I did really bad on a quiz and I get it back and I have, like, an 80, I feel like I'd be that lucky. So, it's, my luck isn't lucky as winning the lottery. It's more like passing a class by like one passing point to give me like an 80.
Alright. What do you think? Alright. Would you say it's luck or fate? Are you more of a believer in luck? Or would you say you are more along the lines of, well, it's fate. This is what was going to happen.
I'd probably say...
That's a deep question.
I'd probably say fate, because, like, if I didn't study for something and I got a bad grade, like, that was supposed to happen, I didn't study for it.
Right.
And if I studied and I got a good grade, like, I studied. So...
Yeah, that is a... I analyze a lot of things.
But sometimes, even, like, when I study, sometimes I still don't get good grades. Like, in world culture, it doesn't even put anything from the study guide at all.
That's where it pays to listen in the class. And that's...
Even though I did bad on the final exam, I still have a passing 80 final grade.
Okay.
So that's good.
I have a stupid question. And yes, there are such things. If you were a pizza delivery person, how would you benefit from scissors?
What do you mean, how would I benefit from scissors?
How would you benefit from scissors? Told you it was a stupid question.
Like, if I was a pizza delivery person and I had scissors, how would that benefit me?
Yeah, like, maybe...
If no one has their money, chop chop!
True. Or, let's say you wanted to save time, and instead of having them slicing the pizza while you're there,
Slice your own!
Right. You get the pizzas in the car, and you get, you know, stop sign, red light, whatever, you pull out your scissors, and you snip the pizza, you know, into
the pieces. Why are the pieces
there?
All ragged? Sorry, I was driving.
My scissors aren't sharp.
Did you use one of those craft ones? Yeah, with the little jagged edges.
Pinking shears. Booyah. Look it up. I know my stuff. If you could sing one song on American Idol, what would it be?
Well, since Simon Cowell is not on there anymore, I think I probably have a better chance of getting on there.
Well, it's not saying that you would win. They just want to know what song you'd sing.
I know, but... F you. I forget who sings it, but her name's like Lily Allen. Lily Allen. I'd sing F you by Lily Allen.
Oh, I thought that was CeeLo Green.
No, that's also F you, but like this one.
A different.
F you very very much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm digging into my Funyuns. Funyuns.
That's nasty.
That's heavenly. Oh my god. Okay. That's good. Would you say... this is from one of my favorite movies. Year One. Were you more of a hunter or a gatherer?
I'm more of a gatherer, I guess. I'm always looking for like different resources to use. Plus, if I was a hunter, like, in the wilderness, I don't think I'd be able to shoot, like, an innocent cow or an innocent pig.
Nobody goes hunting for cows.
I'm gonna hunt for a cow in the wild.
There's no skill in that. It just sits there and looks at you.
Even though I like eating meat, I wouldn't be able to be that person to kill a cow or kill
a pig.
I'm not able to do that.
Like the plane crash question. And... it was part of survival. Would you be able to hunt an animal in order to sustain life?
Maybe, because I'm not 100% sure of how to properly get the meat off of an animal. Plus, I don't know which part I'm supposed to eat. Scrab will be easy to make, because it's everything from the head to the butthole without the meat.
Pretty much.
So that's easy. But then you also have to think about the disease they might have.
Yeah.
And then, what if you can't start a fire?
True.
You could bake it in the sun and probably make some, like, jerky out of it, but...
If you're in the right area. But then you have to worry about something else coming along and stealing your food.
Yeah.
Bye! Bye! Have fun becoming wolf shit! Bye!
But I think I'll be more of probably a gatherer. Like, gather some bananas, fruit. If there's, like, a little... If I find some vegetables, I could get some potatoes or carrots or something.
A gatherer and a vegetarian. Boo.
Like, even if I had, like, maybe a pot or something, or I made something out of, like, scraps, I could make a pot, I could get some of the salt water, I would have to cook it to get all the disease and the...
Bacteria
and the fish poop out. And I will boil that.
I don't drink water. Fish fucking it.
And like, if I had meat, I would put the meat in it and then add the vegetables and other stuff later. Okay. So it'd be kind of like a stew, and like the meat and everything would make the water turn into like a broth type thing.
Even during an apocalypse, all she wants to eat is soup.
Because it's delicious and it's easy to make. You put it in the microwave for 2:30.
You won't have a microwave out there, though.
Then you cook it in the sun for 2 hours.
What if you don't have a watch? All right, right, stop. See?
Ooh. Then you count.
Almost said the R word. True. True. Okay. Well, along the same lines, if you were on an island and could bring only 3 things, what would you bring?
A knife, a pot, and a lighter.
I think that's probably one of the most intelligent and easily thought out answers to that question ever.
Because you use a knife to cut things, you can cut vines and tie them around like sticks to make a shelter. You can cut open like a coconut depending on where you're at. You can also use it for self-defense and like stab the meat and animals and everything, then a pot to cook it in, and a lighter to start the fire to cook.
High five on that, kid. I like that. Ah, wrong hand.
Wrong hand.
All sweaty and clammy.
I was about to, and then I'm like, not that hand.
If you were a box of cereal, this is starting to sound like the dating game. Bachelor number one. If you were a box of cereal, what would you be and why?
Cheerios, because they're delicious.
Right, so you're trying to say, eat me.
Cheerios. Cheerios.
Oh. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Nah.
Good.
You'd be like a hairy person, hairy tall person.
Some backwoods pick.
Or it could also be like a gorilla that's probably slowly adapted to walking on its hind legs, probably. It could be like, since I believe in evolution, it's like...
Pshaw.
Like evolution...
We have to edit that out. Evolution makes a lot more sense to me.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Because it walks like a human, but it looks like a gorilla, in my opinion.
I've seen a lot of humans that look like gorillas. And not all of them were guys, either. Why are tennis balls fuzzy?
Because who doesn't like fuzzy balls?
Some women. What is your least favorite thing about humanity?
That is a humans. Quick and easy.
I can't argue with that. Yelp. Nah, we're gonna skip that one.
I know what Yelp is, but I don't use it at all.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does. Shouldn't. Because it's so
Yelping
easy.
Is something you do when you're like...
That's what a dog does. You step on it, it's like... How honest are you? And be honest.
I'd say I'm probably pretty honest. Like, if I have to tell, like, a small lie to, like, a friend or something, I'll do, like... Oh, I can't. I have to...
On a scale of 1 to 10, so you don't incriminate yourself any further. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not very honest, 10 being very honest, where would you say you fall?
I'd say probably in, like, 7.5, maybe 8.
That's funny, because that's what I was going to say, too. You're getting there.
Not there yet, but getting there.
You're a kid. That's what being a kid's about, fucking up and learning.
Yep.
How many square feet of pizza are eaten in the U.S. each year?
Well, since most people in the U.S. are kind of fat...
And this household is, like, responsible for eating all the damn pizza in this town.
Square feet? I don't know. A million? I'm just taking a random guess.
Yeah.
Million?
Let's see how close you are to that.
How many square feet of pizza are eaten in the U.S. each year?
Keep talking so there's no dead air.
It's the first one. 300 million.
That is nuts.
300 million people in America, 200 million eat pizza. Average slice of pizza is 6 inches at the base and 10 inches long, or 30 square inches. Average American eats 4 slices of pizza a month. We don't. 4 pieces times 30 square inches equals 120 square inches. 1 square foot is 144 square inches.
And that's a... a guesstimate on the low end, because average American eats 4 slices of pizza a month. Shit.
We don't even get pizza, like,
well, when we twice a month. Sometimes we get it twice a month and we kill it. Well, I can speak for myself.
My limit's usually just two. I would probably eat four slices of pizza a month, but, like, my limit every time we get pizza is, like, two.
I would, within a 24-hour period, I'd probably eat six.
I was gonna say six.
At my worst, eight. I have insomnia. And even...
Like, if there's good toppings, then I'll eat, like, three.
Hell yeah. Pineapple and bacon.
I like the heart clogger. Bacon.
They ought to make one with the...
Bacon, sausage, and pepperoni.
See, watch. I'm going to say this now, and it's going to go out all over the airwaves, and see how long before somebody takes this idea. Crust filled with Cheese Whiz.
Yes. They already have hot dogs in the crust,
I know.
Apparently.
That was disgusting. I put that on my Twitter feed. Laz Report.
Got hot dogs in the crust.
At Laz. _ report. There we go. All right, I see that we're approaching the 46-minute mark, and I'm only able to, I believe, upload an hour's worth. So now we're down to 14 minutes. Now we're entering the speed round.
Oh, God, I'm not good at this.
I gotta get some music going in here. Can you instruct someone on how to make an origami cootie catcher with just words?
Fold it one way, fold it the other way, fold the corners in, fold it again, and then you put your fingers underneath and boom, got a cootie catcher.
So that's a yes. Awesome. If you were 80 years old, what would you tell your children?
Don't be old. Don't be a bitch.
You should tell them, growing old is mandatory, growing up is optional.
Yeah.
That's on my shirt that I'm
wearing. I look 80, but mentally I'm 5.
There you go. Same here. You're a new addition to the crayon box. What color would you be and why?
Pregnancy test blue.
Oh, good.
I saw a picture of that this morning. Why? Because why not have a crayon that says pregnancy test blue?
Because you're always positive.
There's also...
Good one.
Court urine sample yellow.
How does the internet work?
It just does. Don't question it.
Perfect. Just does. If there were, if there was a movie produced about your life, who would play you?
Me. Because...
Let's say you're dead, though. Or you're not able to play yourself, because nobody ever does that. Nobody picks Channing Tatum to play Channing Tatum. They'll probably get Ben Affleck or Matt Damon. Put those guys in all the Miramax films.
The girl who played Donna in That 70s Show.
Okay. Amy Prepon.
Yeah.
Nice. Very good.
Orange is the New Black.
What is the color of money?
Green.
Wrong. It's a badass fucking movie starring Tom Cruise and... Fuck! Forget his name! He makes salad dressings now. He used to race cars, too.
Yeah, 12 minus sad.
But yes, you nailed that one. What's the last gift you gave someone?
It's a picture of a chibi Sailor Moon I gave to my friend Angelica for her birthday.
Good. I know a lot of people couldn't... Man, they wouldn't answer that one with, like, herpes or HPV or some shit like that. What's the funniest thing that happened to you recently?
Nothing funny really ever happens to me. I don't think I'd be able to answer that question.
Yeah, I try to think of it, too, and, like...
Like, I'll probably name something that's... That I think is funny to happen to someone else.
You know, we, as, you know, who we are, we try to do everything as fun as possible. So, yeah, that's kind of out the door. How many snow shovels were sold in the U.S. last year?
100 million?
You're close. I'll come back with the answer to that one later. It's Thursday. We're staffing you on a telecommunications project in Calgary, Canada, on Monday. Your flight and hotel are booked. Your visa is ready. What are the top five things you do before you leave?
Check my door to make sure the locks work.
Okay.
Lock all my windows. Make sure there isn't food in the pantry or fridge that'll go spoiled recently. If I have a pet, I would ask a friend or have, like, a shelter take care of it until I get back. How many is that?
Three.
Okay, that's what I thought. Make sure I have all my supplies and equipment for the trip. And remember to bring money.
Bank, alright. Describe to me the process and benefits of wearing a seatbelt.
The process. Take it from one side and plug it into the other. The benefits?
Grab and yank.
You won't fly forward when your mom or dad slam on the brakes. You won't go crash through the windshield. It may feel uncomfortable when you jerk forward and the thing, like, tenses up.
Right.
But at least you'll be safe.
Awesome. Tough one. Have you ever been on a boat?
No.
And we're done. Fuck off, people. I love you all. No, I didn't mean fuck off. Well, normally I would probably give a long, drawn-out ending to this. But, as I said, we're running short on time. But I want to thank my guest, and I think we will be doing this as often as we can. The interviews, of course, are going to be with different people and slightly different questions, and I'm coming up with more and more ideas. And I really appreciate my second guest. Mom was the first. And this went really well. You, not only to me, but to potentially thousands and thousands and thousands of people, have shown that you can answer these questions. You can give deep thought. Yeah. You can give answers right from the hip that aren't just one word and meaningless. You, when you can put meaning behind, when you can put so much meaning behind a couple of words, that shows the depth of your brain. And your brain is deep. And I appreciate that. And I thank you so very much. And I love you to death. You and my listeners, enjoy the day, enjoy the night, whatever it is, wherever you are, make sure you're enjoying it and you're doing it right. Stay tuned. Hopefully I'll have a lot more to put up. I've been out of work, so I haven't been doing much of the ride in and ride out, but as long as I still have my desk, my computer, and my microphone, I should be talking at you. So from me to you, and them to us, and us to them, good night, goodbye, good afternoon, good morning, and